The utility Eversource wants to build an electrical substation in East Boston, but with sea level rise and other effects of climate change on the horizon, some area residents question whether the location Eversource chose on Chelsea Creek is safe. WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports.
It's a warm summer evening in the Eagle Hill neighborhood of East Boston, and there are hundreds of people in American Legion Playground. The park, better known as the City Yards, is sandwiched between a big hill and Chelsea Creek. With the soccer games and kids playing on the swing set, the scene is so wholesome, it's almost a cliche. But then there's the backdrop. Jet fuel tanks, salt piles, cranes, squat warehouses, truck traffic, the occasional airplane passing overhead. And soon there may be another industrial landmark, an electrical substation, located about 100 feet from the park across Condor Street. Marcos Luna lives nearby and teaches geography at Salem State University. Like many of his neighbors, he's worried about the location of the substation.
This part of Condor Street is a low point, so water's really going to tend to accumulate here.
This area flooded quite a bit during a recent rainstorm. As he walks towards the proposed substation site, he extends a tape measure and holds it up against the curb.
So if we measure that from the street, we're looking at least 9 inches of water.
The rainstorm dropped 1.5 inches of water in less than an hour. He says that's a sizable storm, but nothing out of the ordinary.
So what happens when we have the 100-year rainstorm, right? We're going to have significant flooding.
For local residents, this is an important question. Electricity and water don't mix.
You're basically putting infrastructure in harm's way when you know things are going to get bad in that location. So if you're going to do new development, you probably should pick a place that's going to be safer over the long run.
Electrical substations convert high-voltage electricity to a lower voltage so you can use it in your house. They're usually behind a tall fence or wall and look like a network of metal transformers, lattice structures, and wire. New England has about 900 of them, and Eversource says building one in East Boston is necessary to meet the area's growing electricity demands. Luna doesn't question that the area needs a substation, but does it have to go right here? Surrounded by water on three sides, East Boston is the city's poster child for climate-induced sea level rise. And this part of Eagle Hill is particularly vulnerable.
The design of the substation took into account the potential for flooding. We are outside the 100-year and 500-year flood zone.
Bob Clark is the director of siting and project outreach for Eversource.
This is a good location for this station. Are we saying it's perfect? It's no perfect location. Infrastructure is not popular.
But Luna isn't convinced this is a good location. And back in his living room, he takes out a laptop to demonstrate why. As a geographer, he's an expert at geographic information system, or GIS mapping.
Okay. Well, so the maps that I'm showing are based on the data that was made available by the city of Boston.
He scrolls through maps showing different sea level rise and storm surge scenarios all the way out to 2070.
So this map here is looking at the same general location of the proposed substation along Chelsea Creek. And what you're seeing are different colors overlapping the area, showing the potential reach of water.
Eversource says the site will be high enough to be safe from sea level rise. And it does appear that the substation will be okay in all but the most extreme scenarios. But Luna says the company should be planning for extreme scenarios, like hurricanes, because substations are critical infrastructure. He also says models of sea level rise and storm surge have limitations. It's really hard to model flooding from a sudden heavy rainstorm with existing data. But that's the kind of storm he and his neighbor saw the previous week, and the kind of storm scientists say will become more common in the Northeast because of climate change.
You know, the city and the state have really talked about promoting resiliency. And so one of the principal ways that we make ourselves more resilient is to be very thoughtful about the development that takes place, particularly around water bodies along the coast. And so I think that this kind of development right on the water is kind of short-sighted.
Flooding isn't the only reason people in the neighborhood oppose the substation. They're worried about kids climbing the fence and getting electrocuted. They're worried about what could happen if the station caught fire, since there are so many wood-framed houses in the neighborhood and tanks of jet fuel a few hundred feet away. And they're angry about process, specifically what they feel is a lack of transparency and community involvement. John Walkie is an East Boston resident who works for Green Roots, the environmental nonprofit leading the fight against the substation.
This project is a typical kind of environmental justice story. You take a low-income neighborhood, and someone comes in and says, we're going to put in this dicey sort of substation. These are the kinds of things that benefit the region as a whole, and yet the burden that they represent is only held by a certain community.
While Bob Clark of Eversource is sympathetic, he says the location is safe for this infrastructure.
I do understand their concerns. I do understand that some people certainly could feel like they weren't heard, but we did make a strong effort. Could we have made a stronger effort? I think we can always do more.
The future of the substation is in the hands of the state's Energy Facilities Siting Board, the independent body that reviews large energy projects. The board is expected to make a final decision in the coming months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.